Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we continue with our series, God is Good, I remind you that last time we saw that God is good to all people. Everyone is the recipient of His common grace. God is even good to those who are bad. God does good to those who are unrighteous, and God does good towards those who are evil. They still receive His providence every day. The sun shines down on everyone. The rains come from the heavens and pour on everyone. God opens His hand and feeds those who love Him and those who hate Him. His mercies are over all His works, and He satisfies every living thing. This is the testimony of the Bible, and, if we think about it, our experience. We had many scriptures to prove this, and then we ended with Titus 2, verse 11, which says, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." Meaning, the grace of God through His Son Jesus has been made available to all people. Every person has the opportunity to receive God's good grace in Christ. But the question is, in the words of Romans 2, verse 4, "Do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" If you are holding out on God, if you have thus far refused to invest your faith in Jesus, and yet you continue to receive His goodness in your life, friends, do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? Please repent. Offer God a simple yet faith-filled prayer and ask Him to lead you to repentance, a genuine sorrow for your sins against Him. Ask Him to grant you Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Please do not take for granted God's goodness, mercy, grace, and love for you. Rather, be like the woman and the man that Psalm 34 describes. I am reading Psalm 34, verse 8. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the person who takes refuge in Him." Taste God. Look to God. Be blessed by taking refuge in Him at this very hour. And stick with us as we pivot slightly now to see, again in the Word of God, how God is especially abundantly good to those of us who have our faith firmly planted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers, God is so very good to us. He has given us so great a salvation, and now we are the ones who thank and praise Him for His goodness. I like what Dr. Burkhoff says. "While the goodness of God is not restricted to believers, they only manifest a proper appreciation of its blessings, desire to use them in the service of their God, and thus enjoy them in a richer and fuller measure. We, the people of God in countless millions all across this world today, we are the ones who constantly thank the one true God for His goodness. And we are the ones who receive the blessings He gives us and use them in service to Him and enjoy what good He grants in rich and full measure. When I was younger, I knew an older woman in church, and she would regularly burst out in song singing these simple words, 'God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me.'" On a couple of occasions, I traveled internationally in a group with her, and she would lead us in this chorus wide out in the open in some tourist spots. What a fond memory. Why? Because we were acknowledging the goodness of the Lord in our lives. This is very biblical. This is the heart cry of the scriptures. For example, Psalm 107, verse 8, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness." Please let it not be said of Christians that we have forgotten to praise the Lord for his goodness. Please let it not be said that even we have forgotten his goodness, because it is so common that we have gotten used to it and taken it for granted. One of my motivations for doing a series like this is to remind you, brothers and sisters, to have a lifestyle of praise to our Lord, for he is good. We are the only ones who will thank him for being our good, good God. Both believing Gentiles and believing Jews know just how good God has been to us and will be to us. Psalm 73, verse 1 says this well, "Surely God is good to Israel." Our Jewish friends, God's chosen people, he is good to you. Surely God is good to Israel. Psalm 73, 1. And for Gentiles, I think of Luke chapter 2, verse 14. We recite this most at Christmas time, but these words are always very appropriate. This is what the multitude of the heavenly hosts sang at the birth of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men. Notice that word there, goodwill. The greatest good God has ever given to us and done for us is when he sent his son Jesus Christ into this world to live for us, to die for us, and to come back to life for us. And we are going to talk about Jesus and what he has to say about the goodness of God. But here I just want to acknowledge how good he is to be born in human flesh. The heavenly host certainly recognized this. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men. Those who are saved by God's grace through Christ, we know that we are just as much sinners as anyone else. Sometimes, sadly, and are yet as unsanctified pride, we try to hide this from unbelievers. We can be guilty of making it seem as if we are perfect, while only they are so imperfect. We can be ruthlessly judgmental and condemning. But if we are honest, and when we know ourselves, we know that we are guilty before God, and what we deserve is his justified punishment for all our iniquities. And this is why we should be among the most humble people on the planet, and careful about what we say about the sins of others. We have been rescued from judgment, not because we are such sweet little Sunday school boys and girls. No, we have been saved from God's righteous judgment, which is coming in the life of all people. We have been shielded from this because of God's goodness to us. We know what James chapter 2 and verse 13 says, "Mercy triumphs over judgment." Wow, stop, pause, let's think about that. Mercy triumphs over judgment. When genuine Christians bow before the judgment seat of Christ, we will not be condemned because of the mercy of God, which has triumphed over judgment in our lives. Keep thinking about this. How amazing it is that when we sin, and we can really sin, how remarkable that when we do not face the immediate, consuming wrath of holy God for sinning. God is certainly justified in quickly dispensing with us for our disobedience to his divine commands, and yet he is merciful, another word for good. He is patient with us, forgiving us continually. This is cause for celebration. This really speaks to the trust we have in Jesus. How wonderful it is that his goodness to us endures forever. I think of Nahum in the Hebrew Bible, chapter 1 and verse 7, which states, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him." Nahum 1:7. Isn't that the truth? Again, we hear this, "The Lord is good." When we are in trouble, we experience it. He is our stronghold. And we come to know that God knows us as we take our refuge in Him. And this comforts us like no one and nothing else can. This is the believer's reward. This is the goodness that God gives to us. Rejoice and be glad with me. God is especially good to His people. Listen to the words of the Prince of Preachers, the great expositor of the Bible, Charles Spurgeon, quoting him now. When others behave badly to us, it should only stir us up the more heartily to give thanks unto the Lord, because He is good. And when we ourselves are conscious that we are far from being good, we should only the more reverently bless Him that is good. We must never tolerate an instant's unbelief as to the goodness of the Lord. Whatever else may be questioned, this is absolutely certain, that Jehovah is good. His dispensations may vary, but His nature is always the same. End quote. Those of you who download the manuscripts from godisministry.org and read along, you will have this quotation. But let me give this again for those of you who, for whatever reason, do not do that. Again, this is the wise words of Charles Spurgeon. When others behave badly to us, it should only stir us up the more heartily to give thanks unto the Lord, because He is good. And when we ourselves are conscious that we are far from being good, we should only the more reverently bless Him that He is good. We must never tolerate an instant unbelief as to the goodness of the Lord. Whatever else may be questioned, this is absolutely certain, that Jehovah is good. His dispensations may vary, but His nature is always the same. Well, more on the goodness of God next time on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.